you, Brother Garrett. Praise the Lord, everybody. I sure wish my wife would have been here this morning to hear this. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bass and Brother Garrett. I am honored to be in this house today. And I came on purpose. I have bought my tickets twice, Elder Bass, and I had to eat those tickets. I had deaths in our church. I've been trying to get here, and I'm back. And when I saw the men who were speaking, when I got the brochure, I said, I will, by the grace of God. Not just to go to be there, but I feel like, and I felt it strong, that God had a word for me, and that God had a word for our time here. I really feel like that there's a mandate from God in this conference for perhaps just me. But I feel like that I had to be here. Destiny demanded that I be here. It's more than fellowship. It's more than just honoring a good man. Although Brother Bass and Sister Bass is worthy of all honor, I'm glad to be here. I don't know what I could say, except that I was thinking about praise and the tremendous power of praise and what all it brings and the place that it has in our life. Our worship, how that we seek and we have elevated praise to such a wonderful position. And I certainly would never speak disparagingly, because I intend to do a whole lot of that while I'm here. But I do believe that praise is just a part of worship. I don't think that it is the main thing. I think that worship is a much larger word than praise. Somebody said praise was born in Genesis chapter 29 when Judah was born, and that made a good sermon. But I think worship has been here a long time. In fact, I think that what God seeks for is worship. And to basically understand maybe the truest, purest form of a word, Brother Jordan, we go back to that first use in that Bible, that law of first use. And I found it again, and I heard you last night, and I certainly appreciated that. Abraham said, the lad and I will go yonder and worship and we'll come again. And no praise there, just worship. No aisle running, just worship. Had an altar and had a sacrifice. And in a world where praise has been so elevated to worship almost as obsolete, I just want to say that I'd like to talk just a minute about true worship. True worship has got to involve an altar. It's got to involve a sacrifice. It's got to involve something that that really cost us something. In fact, there's not much worship in the book of Job, or not much praise in the book of Job, but a whole lot of worship. I think probably the truest, and I'm not a scholar in any measure, but I think, Brother Garrett, probably the truest form of worship would just be submission to His will. Surrender. Absolute surrender, regardless of the cost, regardless of whatever it costs me. This is bigger than I am. I can't do this myself, but I will worship you in this. And I really think that when God told Abraham to put the boy, the son, on the altar, I think he could do that. I don't think he could have killed him at home. I don't think he could have took him out behind the tent and destroyed him. But when he said it's worship, he said, I can do that. I can do that. He understood that you never lose what you put on the altar. And the writer in Hebrews said he did offer his son. He offered him up. Grace, let it be. And when I read on down in the chapter 22, it said Abraham returned. It says nothing about Isaac. In a sense, and in a real sense, God accepted his son as if he was dead. And so many things in my mind in a world that has hijacked worship. I thought today what we need is somebody to understand that worship is the core, the root, the whole, the foundation of everything. Singing's worship, a singing is worship. Offerings or worship. I'm just talking off my head here tonight. Today, aisle running is worship. Praise is worship. Prayer is worship. But I'm going to tell you somewhere you got to cut through all the chase and you got to get to the bottom of this thing called worship. Is that I am submitting to your will and your word, regardless of the cost, regardless. Worship is simply not my will, but thy will be done. And the Lord never sought for praisers, but he sought for worshipers. The war in heaven was not over praise. It was over worship. Somebody said that you can't truly worship, and as far as Hebrew and Greek, the posture, your head is, forehead's on the ground, your knees, it is a posture of complete helplessness, defenselessness. It is a posture of complete submission, not to me, but to his will. To his will. And when I saw that Nebuchadnezzar wanted worship, he didn't want praise. And when Lucifer said, you bow down and worship me. Because worship involves your lifestyle. Worship involves your heart, your spirit. It's a spiritual exercise. The book said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You can praise him in your emotion. You can praise him in your soulish kind of facilities, your emotion, your will, and your intellect. But when it comes to worship, it's got to come from the spirit, because that's the thing, that's the bottom line here. I don't know if I'm connected or not here this morning. I just know I've been to services where there's been a whole lot of praise and not much worship. And I'm going to tell you, brother, we need to praise him, but you got to understand that the bottom line is when you leave here, you got to worship him. We praise him. It's with our lips. It's vocal. It's out. Amen. But our worship is my submission to your will and all my difficulties and all my impossible situation. We can't get away from true worship, brethren. You can't substitute praise for doing the will of God. You can't substitute praise for submitting. And he said, you know what? He said, I can't do this if I don't call it worship. That's my understanding. And so we go back to that first use of worship. We're having a worship service here today. And in this worship service, we're going to praise the Lord and we're going to sing. And tonight, we're going to, in this worship service, we're going to give offering. But I'm going to tell you what God's looking for. He's looking for that spirit to say, I bow my will here today to you. And let me just, Jesus said this. He said, you know what? We're not going to bow to you. We only worship the one true living God. And if I understand that book right, in this book of Revelation, whatever you think about the tribulation, you're probably right. But in that time of tribulation, if you've been in it for 1,500 years, I understand that. But I'm going to tell you what the Antichrist is worried about and concerned about. He's concerned about your worship. And the gods of this world don't care anything about our praise. They want our worship. And all the little gods around, they don't have much praise service, but they want their worship. I'm going to tell you what, brother. Don't be tricked into praising Him and worshiping something else. Don't be tricked into giving your praise to Him in church and then going and worshiping. He wants our heart. Amen. I come to this place to worship. I'm going to worship the whole time I'm here by my obedience, by my submission, by coming to my hard, impossible places. It's not time to praise the Lord. It's time to worship. Submit yourself to what thus saith the word of the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Now we can praise Him, but praise has got to come out of true worship. Why don't we just worship Him a little bit here today? Why don't we worship Him? Somebody help me worship today. Submit to His will. God, this is going beyond praise here this morning with me. Oh, it's involving every part of my being, every part of my personality. Come on, let's lift our hands and say, God, we're going to worship today.